With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Texas-sized tragedy amid the bitter cold that grips so much of the country following the massive winter storm.
In Bonham, Texas,
I watched all of them struggle.
Brothers aged 6, 8, and 9 fell through the ice on a pond Monday. Cheyenne Hangeman is their mother.
I ran across as much ice as I could to get to them and eventually ended up falling in myself.
She says she tried to pull them out of the water.
But the ice just kept breaking every time I would set them up there, and I would just keep trying to go to each one of them, trying to help them. And it was only me.
Hangeman said a man eventually arrived on the scene and was able to throw her a rope and pull her out.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. By that time, I knew that my kids were already gone. So I just had to try to fight for my life at that point.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says the weather-related death toll has risen to at least 39. They're pulling that belt even tighter at e-commerce giant Amazon, cutting 16,000 jobs in its latest round of layoffs. Amazon laid off 14,000 workers back in October. The cuts come as Wall Street continues setting records and the price of precious metals continues to surge. President Trump says the U.S. economy is building momentum.
The number one country anywhere in history, the world, anywhere in history for investment coming into the country. And it's amazing. And it's because of tariffs.
The president at a campaign-style rally yesterday in Iowa. We don't know what the substance was, but a man sprayed it on Minnesota Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar at a town hall event in Minneapolis yesterday. The man was tackled and arrested. Omar did continue to speak following the attack, which occurred as she had been calling for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. This is SRN News. Is America having a revival?
The answer is a resounding maybe. There are a lot of small polls that indicate an uptick in the percentage of young people who are reading the Bible and going to church. It started after Charlie Kirk's assassination last year. However, the big national polls still indicate a broad decline in Christianity in the U.S., with non-religious people now accounting for more than 25% of the population. More religious young people could change that picture eventually. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of people in this country continue turning to the Word of God in troubled times. The American Bible Society's annual report finds that about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the Scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but it is down from 2021. That's when fully half of all Americans who were surveyed fit that category. This is SRN News. You've heard of the doomsday clock? Well, it's still ticking.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has moved the doomsday clock ever closer to midnight. Daniel Holds is chair of the group's Science and Security Board.
The doomsday clock is now at 85 seconds to midnight.
The advocacy group began using a clock in 1947 to symbolize the potential of people doing something that could end humanity. Over the years, the group has changed from counting down the minutes to counting down the seconds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
We will hear from the Fed later today. The Federal Reserve will announce its latest decision on interest rates. After three consecutive cuts, policymakers are expected to leave short-term rates right where they are, in a range of 3.5% to 3.75%. President Trump has been urging the Fed to lower rates to boost the economy in the U.S. More details, SRNNews.com.